Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sportage has been unleashed. And Red Energy, awarded Canstar's most trusted retailer nationally for 2021.
7 minutes past six. Hello, welcome along to Sports Day. The Aussies in trouble down in Hobart. We'll get to that very shortly. But just as it looked like Immigration Minister Alex Hawke was about to blot his copybook by delaying his decision further and specifically making it almost impossible for the Tennis Australian players that complied with the no jab, no play policy to prepare adequately, he has finally acted, cancelling the visa of Novak Djokovic. Now, stay with us, folks, because this is important stuff. We've got all the experts to tell you what it all means, what happens to the Joker from here, and we're going to begin, Matthew, by joining Justin Quill from major law firm Thomson Geer very shortly. But quickly, the score down in Hobart.
Yeah, down in Hobart. So all happening down there as well. Australia 4 for 85 at the tea break down there, the dinner break. So 4 for 85 down there in Hobart. We'll get down to Hobart a little later on as the hour unfolds. Jared?
Justin Quill continues to join us. He's been a star. He's been a regular on the program. In fact, we're going to have to triple your pay this time, Justin. But finally, the announcement came.
Yeah, triple zero,
it still works.
and look, thank God it came in now, because it can distract us all a little bit from what's happening down in Hobart, in Tassie. Look, yeah, it's very interesting. We've seen, all we know now is the press release that's been put out by the minister. Just a couple of things, if I can note from this. The first is, politically, there's a statement in there saying, "We thank the Australian government, thanks the Border Force officials who work every day to serve Australia's interests, etc." That, to me, is payback for the federal government throwing the border officials under the bus on Monday. Yep. When they agreed to consent orders that included a statement from the judge saying their conduct was unreasonable last Thursday at the airport. So a little bit of a payback by the government, a bit of a square up. Absolutely. The other thing of note, and probably more importantly, frankly, is the ground upon which he's made the order. It's a very broad general power. So it's under the Migration Act, Commonwealth Act, 1958 Act, Section 116, and it says that you can do it if it is basically, as I say, really, really wide power, and it's for the health or good order grounds. So, and in particular, that it's in the public interest to do so. So exactly what they mean by that, whether they mean we just need to send a message to the Australian public or the world at large that we require people to be double vaxxed to be in this country, or whether they mean there is some other public interest ground to, because he went to a couple of functions when he knew he had COVID and they have to not allow people to come into the country who act like that. We don't know precisely what those grounds are. It's a very broad power. Novak Djokovic's lawyers and his QCs, plural, will be looking intently at that and trying to find a chink in that armour that they can go to court on.
Can I ask you about the timing, please, Justin? I reckon I've spent the last 45 minutes writing an editorial lashing him for delaying his announcement, because it was on the cusp of being delayed too long. So much damage already, the Australian Open. But when you start to damage the preparation of the players that have already turned up here in good faith, many of them didn't want to be vaxxed, they got vaxxed, and all of a sudden they don't know, their whole preparation is being delayed by one bloke, well, two blokes, the immigration minister and, of course, the bloke he just, or the Joker.
Yeah, he might. I'd say the minister probably got wind that you were going to give him a whack on in your editorial. Yeah, that's why he made the decision. Almost certain.
But why would it be delayed so much?
Look, I couldn't agree more about the impact on others. Imagine the guy that Djokovic, and I'm not sure who it is, you guys probably know who it is, but imagine the guy Djokovic is supposed to be playing in the first round.
It's a fellow Serbian boy, ironically.
Oh, right. He'll probably give up his place for him. He's that much of a god over there, Djokovic, in Serbia. Anyway, look, why has it been delayed so long? It's because the government have been making sure that they give, that Djokovic can't say, oh, they made their decision too quickly.
Yep.
I didn't get enough chance to respond. It's also probably for political reasons they're trying to work out, is this a smart move or a not a smart move? So I think it's really, though, mainly about making sure they are bulletproof as best they can when they come to court, because almost certainly this is going to court. If you're Djokovic, why wouldn't you give it a go? Throw at the stumps. We had the judge on Monday night say, I'll make myself available at short notice. I mean, what time is it now? It's, 10 past six. I'd be surprised if we... certainly, both parties have already made contact with the judge's associate. I will almost guarantee that. I reckon we will be before... They will be before the judge. Probably before the hour is out, I would expect.
Wow.
And there'll be a hearing tonight. That hearing, I suspect, will say, let's set this down for hearing tomorrow morning. You never know. They might sit on during the night. But I expect they'll hear this tomorrow. Hopefully we have a decision tomorrow or Sunday morning. You couldn't imagine it getting any closer, could you, though? Like, if you wrote this script for a Grand Slam tournament, you'd throw it out as being too unrealistic. But here we are, 48 hours effectively before the start of it. We don't know whether the number one seed's playing, and I can't even tell you exactly when the hearing will be and when the judge will make his decision. Their guess is that it'll be tomorrow.
I can't believe he's going to go there. I spoke about this last night. I think it's the worst possible outcome for the Joker. I know he may win. I know he may get an injunction, but this is not the environment, not the atmosphere to try and become the greatest player of all. I think smarter heads should prevail and he should go to the airport.
Yeah, look, Jared, you're saying that because, you're a calm, sensible, logical bloke. Novak Djokovic, he right now, I imagine his mindset is he is beset. He is, it's me against the rest of the world. He has already started his Australian Open campaign. He's basically, in the middle of a five-set match, a battle in his mind. And in that environment, the elite athlete that he is, that absolutely tenacious, stubborn, determined. And by the way, don't get me wrong, I'm no Djokovic fan. I think he's an idiot. He should have got vaccinated. He should never have been allowed in the country in the first place. But I think he is just so determined as an athlete. He will be so focused that reasonable approach that you just put won't have even entered his mind. So I expect he will go to court and he will try. And he'll be thinking to himself, imagine if I win. Imagine if I win in court, and imagine if I ultimately win my 21st Grand Slam. Imagine the story. And I've got to say, that will be some story. That will be some Netflix program.
Yep.
And Justin, before we let you go, what's the process with Djokovic now? Does he get detained? Does he go back to hotel detention? What's he doing right now, do you think?
So I imagine that he probably is. I would like to think there is some level of cooperation and communication between Djokovic's teams and the AFP, etc. I think also the judge said on Monday night, if you're going to make this decision, you better keep me in the loop. So I expect that the judge knew this before we all did. And there probably is some sort of agreement, I would hope, a gentleman's agreement to say, okay, well, we're not going to arrest the guy and put him in handcuffs and march him off to the airport until you have the opportunity to go before the judge. And I imagine that he's probably back in his hotel room and they've said, well, we'll give you till whatever it is, 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock to get before the judge and we'll see what the judge says. And ultimately, from that point on, the judge is the tournament director in a way. The judge will determine whether they're going to hear it tonight, hear it tomorrow. The judge will determine whether he gives an interim injunction or not. If he does give a temporary injunction, the terms of that, can he go for a walk along the river in between matches, or can he only just go to the match, or does he go straight back to detention? Does he give him an injunction but say you can't play at the Australian Open? I think that's unlikely. It's all in or not. He's going to put him on a plane or let him play in the Australian Open. There's no detention and not play as an option, realistically. But it's all to the judge. The grounds that Djokovic uses will be really interesting. They might try and argue bias. They might try and say, look, the minister made this decision because I embarrassed them in court. Who knows what the grounds are yet? We need to see exactly the precise reason the minister says it is in the public interest to do so. Once you see why the minister says that, then Djokovic's team can argue why that is invalid, and we will then understand what Djokovic's argument. So at the moment, we don't know either side's precise arguments.
Justin, we know you've got CNN waiting for you, the BBC and every other TV network around the land. And I must say that on the basis of your performance to date, Thompson Gear have gone to the number one law firm in Melbourne. So thanks for your cooperation and contribution right throughout this enormous week.
Thanks, Jared. Appreciate it. See you, guys.